started.
The Christmas is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. Liftoff. Houston, this is Cape Canaveral. It is the 20th day of March 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and I have a lengthy list here of key points that I want to go over today. Obviously, when we launch the full transmission in the next segment, I'm going to be getting into the latest unfolding NATO-UN bombardment, including 120-plus cruise missiles fired from U.S. vessels into Libya, mainly around Tripoli, softening them up for the ground invasion. They have two giant Marine Corps amphibious aircraft carriers off the coast of Tripoli. You notice now an air war means a bombardment, or ground cover, the supposed no-fly zone means bombardment. And Muammar Gaddafi, who's been big buddies with Obama, big buddies with Tony Blair, big buddies with the current Prime Minister of England, hanging out with Herman Van Rompuy of the EU. The weapon systems have been sold to him by England and by the United States and France. Their CIA, MI6, SAS-backed forces have been defeated across Libya. And the final big city to take was Benghazi of 700,000. And as soon as that happened, you really see the evidence that this was a globalist-backed destabilization program. They began openly flooding weapons in via Saudi Arabia into Egypt on the eastern side of Libya. This is incredible. This is amazing hypocrisy, and we're going to be breaking it all down. Also, the latest on the radiation cloud that began reaching the United States 2 days ago on Friday. Since then, almost no news in the U.S. about radiation detectors. Remember, the first radiation that got here on Friday was from the Friday before last in Japan, when they just had a leak at the six-reactor base Fukushima in northeastern Japan. Then on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there were more explosions and fires at Fukushima, that heavier radiation, as well as the 600,000 spent fuel rods blown sky high, the off-gassing and radiation from that headed our way. And because it's invisible, we're getting the same propaganda we got in the 40s, 50s, and 60s from the 300-plus above-ground test carried out in the United States and in the Pacific. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem. They say, oh, the radiation's only double in some areas what it should be. That's no big deal. Well, that's background radiation. But if one of those little particles that's highly radiated, that's not being picked up by detectors, you breathe that, you die a year, 10 years, 20 years down the road from it, that's plausible deniability. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well today on the other side of this quick break. Also, the Liberty Dollar creator convicted in federal court, this out of the Citizen Times, out of Asheville, and I have the Department of Justice press release where they talk about it being domestic terrorism to print your own silver or gold coins. I guess that Montana legislature wants gold and silver in some state transactions. I guess they're terrorists. Or what about this article? Legislature says the state needs its own currency. This out of North Carolina. There are dozens of U.S. cities that have had their own currencies for decades. But now the system is saying it's illegal to print your own silver or gold. I mean, there's thousands of companies putting out commemorative coins. Another big sign of big fat tyranny. Also, the National Guard to leave Mexico border in June, the southwest border to be left unguarded even more. That's actually constitutional to have troops down there, but no, sorry, they got to be all over the Middle East, Central Asia, and of course North Africa. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with
your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 20th day of March, 2011. We're going to be here roughly for the next 2 hours, then, of course, back Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. A lot of new stations out there joining us today. I want to thank all of them for tuning in and carrying the broadcast. Okay, I have three stacks of extremely important news to cover today. First off, the huge unfolding NATO-UN-US strikes on the dictator's stronghold in Tripoli in the country of Libya. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. I've got more than 50 articles on that front. Then we're going to get into the latest developments in the 6 nuclear reactor center at Fukushima in Japan, the site of multiple partial meltdowns, 2 cores exposed, giant explosions at Fukushima 1 and 3, ejecting hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactors sky high. The first radiation arrived Friday from a week previous, the Friday before last, or about 9 days ago, when Fukushima was hit by the tsunami caused by the earthquake. That's the light radiation. The heavier radiation is reported coming across the Pacific Ocean from the giant explosions and fires and smoke that are still emanating from reactors 1, 3, 2, and 4. The good news is reactors 5 and 6 have been successfully shut down and recooled. But many nuclear physicists we've interviewed, like Dr. Bob Bowman, Dr. Busby, and others, clearly have said this is obviously worse than the 1986 disaster at Chernobyl in the Ukraine outside Kiev. That was a small reactor compared to just Fukushima 3 that is a Max Core Mark 1 General Electric plutonium-based reactor. Back in the 70s when these were developed and built, many General Electric engineers resigned over the danger of using weapons-grade plutonium, a byproduct of weapons development, in the reactors. That is all coming up. But first, I want to cover the developments in Tripoli. Let me say this succinctly and clearly. Muammar Gaddafi is a dictator. Muammar Gaddafi is an individual at the same time, compared to many other dictators, that is a true socialist. I don't like socialism, but many historians and philosophers and sociologists, anthropologists, political scientists have stated that if you're going to have socialism, it can only be delivered by a dictator who has no competition. True socialism can only be delivered by that, because if it's a regular political system, the socialist government class will steal all the money for themselves. But through a philosopher king, be he corrupt or not corrupt, you can actually have some largesse, or the trillions in oil that have been shipped out of Libya in the last 40 plus years of his dictatorship. He's actually built big buildings, schools, power plants, government housing, and actually in the aggregate made that North African country the jewel of Africa. the only country that's half decent other than South Africa itself now fall into corruption. That said, I do not support Muammar Gaddafi, but at the same time, I do not support the hypocrisy, the lies, the fraud, the corruption, the disinformation, the fairy tale land that has been sold to us by the French, the British, the UN, and the so-called U.S. government that's been hijacked. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on record, Tony Blair. It's on record, the new British Prime Minister. It's on record, Sarkozy, Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. In just the last few years, hanging out with Muammar Gaddafi, selling him armaments, saying that he was now a good dictator. In every major Muslim country, in Bahrain, in Yemen, the list goes on and on. They are dictators, either oligarch dictators or royal dictators, royal families. In Yemen, in Bahrain, in the last week, they're machine-gunning people on the street. They are attacking crowds with tanks. Everything that Muammar Gaddafi has been attacked for. Now, let's look at Gaddafi. I've seen the Western journalists. I've seen the live footage. They're not arresting journalists. They, it turned out, did not strafe crowds of protesters that are flying their own jet aircraft and driving tanks, Western-backed rebels. They are not. He did not, a month ago, and then 3 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks ago, run to Venezuela, as the British government said they confirmed. That was to destabilize and make the rebels think they'd won. He did not run to Zimbabwe, north of South Africa. He did not strafe crowds. That since then, just like they claimed Saddam Hussein, U.S.-backed dictator, in 1990, they claimed he had thrown babies out of incubators in Kuwait. Turned out that was a lie. That's admitted to be a lie. See, I don't like being lied to. So why is the West there? Because there is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of oil every year shipped out of there to Europe, mainly to Italy. Predominantly, they're the biggest supplier to Italy. That's something the big oil companies don't control. And that's why we see this happening. Do you hear complaints about Yemen or Bahrain or countless other Arab dictatorships machine gunning crowds? No. You hear nothing about that because they don't have oil and they're in bed with the globalist. Do you hear about Saudi Arabia that will behead Christians for teaching the word? No. Do you hear about any of that? No, you hear zero because they're allies of the globalists. Not America, but the bankers. Here's the other big issue. And I'll put this on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You notice that the United Nations last Thursday night put out this call, put out this resolution, 10-0, to have, quote, a no-fly zone, which said, including bombardment and invasion. And you notice the invasion, the ongoing softening for the invasion, with two Marine Corps amphibious assault carriers waiting right off the coast of Tripoli. You notice that the United Nations has now launched British, French attack aircraft bombing emplacements all over Libya controlled by Muammar Gaddafi, military bases, civilian deaths, you name it. 120-plus U.S. cruise missiles have been launched into the country from ships off the coast. That is an amazingly powerful no-fly zone, is it not? I saw a story about yesterday about the rebels having their own aircraft, the rebels having their own tanks. These are not protesters. These are Western-backed, British SAS a week and a half ago got captured, Special Air Services commandos got arrested inside Libya running these operations. So let's be honest. The United Nations, as Obama said Friday in his speech, this is part of globalism, the United Nations gave the order, and the British, the French, and the U.S. and NATO all began launching attacks. This is a United Nations operation. Not declared by Congress, not with set out goals, as the Speaker of the House, Boehner, has said to Obama, define the mission. Well, sorry, the UN, the United Nations, is setting out the mission and running this. And Gaddafi has handed out over a million AK-47s to his population to resist the invasion. This will be Cobra gunships, Apache gunships, F-16s, F-15s, British jump jets, Harriers, French aircraft, backing up the rebels as they try to retake the cities they've taken over. Now, what's the bigger issue here? A precedent has been set under global governance and the UN that Western intelligence agencies go in to any country they want, including Iran, not just Libya, have them start an armed resistance to the government, whether that government's legitimate or not, and then if the rebels are defeated, America, NATO, and Europe are then committed to bombard and then invade. This is the beginning of what could be World War III. We'll break it down. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me simplify this. Let me boil this down very, very simply for any new listeners. I was at the gas station yesterday afternoon getting gas, and I also went over to the Netflix machine and rented a movie to watch with my wife. And when I walked over to the counter, I saw the two guys behind the counter and a bunch of men buying beer, celebrating, going, woohoo, as I walk up, woohoo, yeah, blow up Gaddafi, yeah, get him, yeah, war, we feel powerful, we feel personally big, watching cruise missiles and bombs dropping on some country who they don't know the history of or understand anything about. They personally felt manly. And I didn't say anything to them. I just got my ice cream and my vitamin water and my movie, and I left. But now I'm going to address those guys. Foreign big megabanks, multinational corporations, bigger than most nations' GDP, are ruthless. They want the trillion-plus dollars of oil left there in Libya. They prop up dictators all over the world, and then they betray them. And they don't want to put people who want freedom into those nations. They want to put other tyrants in that will follow their orders. The very same banks that are running this are the ones that have used America's credit card that's bankrupt to fund the military bases in 160-plus countries, over 3,000 of them, total bases. They don't care about you. I know you feel manly watching cruise missiles fire from ships, but get it through your head. This country has been financially hijacked. Meanwhile, U.S. allies, as they call them, are machine-gunning peaceful demonstrators in Yemen, in Bahrain, and many other countries. Every nation in the Arab League that has been backing these attacks is a Western-backed neo-colonialist puppet. And it's all about oil. And you have the U.N. Friday passing a resolution, no authorization from Congress, our ceremonial government more and more, not saying a word about U.S. force, hundreds of cruise missiles, and now reportedly U.S. aircraft in the air, and French and British bombing Tripoli right now. This is world government. What did Obama say in his speech? He said, well, these are protesters that have been arrested, who've been attacked. Well, what happened in Brazil? They had to arrest a bunch of people. Here's an AP headline. Anti-war protesters arrested near White House. They didn't have a permit. Obama cancels public speech in Rio Square after riots and arrest. Obama's Brazil presser scrubbed. No press conference. Are we going to invade Brazil? Every time a group of rebels with weapons start shooting police and attacking military, in Iran or wherever, Indonesia, you name it. I mean, if the people in Russia rose up, would we then have war with Russia? Because, oh, they're being mean to their population. And then it turns out most of it's a lie. Sure, Gaddafi's a dictator of 41 years. I don't like Muammar Gaddafi and his clown suits. But the truth is, he's a hardcore guy. He handed out 1 million weapons today to his population to resist this invasion. The globalists just a week ago said they would never bombard. They would just have a no-fly zone. Now they're bombing it. Then they said they'd never physically invade. But if you read the UN statement of Friday, and if you listen to Obama's speech and Hillary's speech, they said, you will accept a humanitarian assistance UN force, a military, or we will invade you. Another war, three wars going on that cost over $1 trillion a year. The public defense budget's $1.1 trillion. Off budget, at least $800 billion. You're close to $2 trillion there, not to mention supplemental funding. We're going bankrupt. But the defense contractors don't care. They're making money. That's another form of corporate welfare. I'm not just against the unions. I'm against the corporate welfare for the defense contractors, just like Ron Paul is. This is an unconstitutional act of war. And it's all based on lies. They told us he fled to Venezuela twice. Wasn't true. They told us he ran to Zimbabwe. Wasn't true. They told us he was going to flee last week. Wasn't true. It's now admitted that what was said a month ago wasn't true by the White House. These rebels are U.S., NATO, British, French funded. Western commandos have been arrested. They are in the country. This whole thing is a fraud and a lie. This isn't just some simple, mindless, our football team is attacking somebody, and guys at a gas station are going, woohoo, as I walk up with my ice cream. They're going, yeah, and guys are high-fiving each other over the counter. Yeah, we're attacking Libya. Woohoo, woohoo, we feel tough right now. Kind of like we now learn 11 years ago, the big insurance company signed a private deal, now public in Bloomberg, to steal all the death benefits of the troops. You think they care about Yemenis, Bahrainians, Iraqis? You think they care about Venezuela? Anybody. These bankers don't care about anybody. They are totally and completely 110% ruthless. And so know this, while you're cheering this new war, they lie to you and tell you every year, we'll be out in 2 years from Afghanistan. It's always two more years. They just announced that last month. They just announced that in February. This is never ending. The military is full of good men and women, but it's controlled at the top by the big mega offshore corporations that control this country. And they now admit the rebels the entire time, listen to me, or Western funded. So what does this say? If Western-funded rebels, a lot of them are legitimately angry against dictators, like Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, our big ally, or Muammar Gaddafi, who'd been the big enemy till 6 years ago when he became a good guy in our media, and I said, then this is a fraud. Why is our media endorsing him? And all the British prime ministers and Italian presidents and French presidents openly hugging him. You go to the top of the Drudge Report right now, it's Gaddafi with his arms around Obama just a year ago. It's a joke. It's like 1984. We've always been at war against East Asia. We've never been at war against East Asia. They're our friend. And you read this. Now, here's the big, fat, super juicy key. I would love for real freedom to be in North Africa, though Africa has never had a history of freedom. I would love that. But let's talk about the real world. Let's talk about reality. Let's not talk about lies and fraud and just buy a comic book fiction we're being handed. Let's talk about reality. This article was out. I called Paul Watson last night. He said, I got a splitting headache. It's 10 o'clock at night here. I can't write this now. I'll write it in the morning. I said, fine. He wrote it this morning at prisonplanet.com. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while hyping terror attack inside the U.S. Let me read that again. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while hyping terror attack inside U.S. What are the headlines today? Gaddafi says al-Qaeda forces backed by Egypt and Saudi Arabia are attacking him, says the West are terrorist. Well, that's actually true. He's a terrorist, too. What did the London Telegraph run with hours after we published our article? Libya. The West and al-Qaeda are on the same side. They are. Saudi Arabia is sending an al-Qaeda through Egypt and weapons. And al-Qaeda, it says in the London Telegraph, has endorsed the U.S. Osama bin Laden, Anwar al-Awlaki. Well, who did you think the West used against the Russians or against the Serbs? Al-Qaeda.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radiation plumes that have already reached the United States, the whitewash of that, the ongoing meltdowns at Fukushima in Japan. So that is coming up in the next hour. But I've got a clip here of Obama. I've got a clip of a member of the British Parliament who we've interviewed, George Galloway, that I'm going to play. I've also got a clip of Louis Faircon, who I don't agree with on a lot of issues, but I agree with him on his statements on Libya. That is coming up. Just get this straight. None of this has to do with anything humanitarian. Now, who is Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda was set up in 1979 by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the international foreign affairs national security advisor for Jimmy Carter. He's written two books on it. It's public. It's declassified. They attacked the Russians, who were tyrants, to get them to actually come into Afghanistan. You're told it started by 83, that they invaded a few years before and then we got involved. No. Russia was attacked by Muslim extremists funded out of Saudi Arabia. Same thing happened in the 1990s repeatedly dealing with the situation in Serbia, out of Albania. Now, Al-Qaeda is run by Saudi Arabia, the most corrupt Arab nation out there, who have their child kidnapping rings, their kidnapped women, their pleasure palaces, their attacks on Christians, their hatred of Israel. The list goes on and on. But they're our big ally. Now, Saudi Arabia, it's now admitted, we told you this a month ago, but it's now admitted, is on record financing through Egypt, they had to get that ready first, weapons and rebels going into eastern Libya to attack Muammar Gaddafi. Okay, so all of that is going on. And we wrote the story, U.S. government backs Libyan Al-Qaeda while hyping terror attack inside the U.S. Our government thinks you're so stupid that 4 years ago, George W. Bush at WhiteHouse.gov put out a press release, we covered at the time, saying the U.S. is backing four rebel groups out of Iraq in Iran to try to overthrow the country. Three of the four were admittedly Al-Qaeda. The number one group was headed by the number two guy in Al-Qaeda, just like Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News and AP reported 6 months ago. You can just search. Anwar al-Awlaki dined secretly at Pentagon 2 months after 9/11. These guys work for the people that have hijacked our country. So get this straight. Gaddafi is, when he comes out and says the West are terrorists, they're bringing Al-Qaeda in, this is admitted. They are the radical Muslim brigade used to overthrow countries. Now, here's the London Telegraph headline today, in case you're doubting me. Libya, the West and Al-Qaeda are on the same side. CNN has a similar headline. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. It is not their ideological enemies. In fact, scroll down on that article. Actually, click on the London Telegraph so folks can see the photo of the Al-Qaeda operative in Benghazi. People are like, what do you mean Al-Qaeda works for the West? Study the history. No one could believe this because it's so brazen and so in your face. But our article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson breaks it down. U.S. government backs Libyan Al-Qaeda while hyping terror attacks inside the U.S. And that's the next big issue. Simultaneously, as we said 3 weeks ago, Western media is saying terrorists are set to strike Europe and the U.S. because Gaddafi is going to authorize them, and they're Al-Qaeda. When Gaddafi is openly fighting Al-Qaeda out of Egypt and Saudi Arabia, that's not debated. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda is being used against Iran that is Shiite. Al-Qaeda is Sunni, which is 80% of the Muslim faith, out of Saudi Arabia. Do you realize how dumb they think you are? Do you realize how stupid they think you are? Do you realize how they do this brazenly in front of everyone? I'm no fan of Gaddafi, but I'm also an even bigger enemy of globalist-controlled Al-Qaeda. Many of the young Arabs that are part of Al-Qaeda are useful idiots who don't even know they're working for the West. This is how the military-industrial complex takes over America. It's how the European military-industrial complex takes over Europe. This is how they put TSA on the streets. This is how they put slave training in the airports to condition you to give up your rights. This is how they set up the threat fusion centers. Al-Qaeda all over mainstream news, is admittedly battling against Muammar Gaddafi. Choose. Are you with Gaddafi or are you with Al-Qaeda? I'm with none of them. But those of you cheering this attack on Gaddafi, you are cheering Al-Qaeda, period, out of Saudi Arabia. This is outrageous. I'd actually cheer Saudi Arabia falling. I'll just be honest with you. They are so much more evil than Gaddafi. He is a smaller demon. See, government's corrupt as the Founding Fathers taught. It isn't just Gaddafi bad, U.S. good. No, it's U.S. controlled by foreign banks, Gaddafi bad, people that run the U.S. bad. Now, this is all about oil. And we're now been committed, and our tax money committed to this. And the UN passed the resolution. Congress wasn't involved. Speaker of the House Boehner, I got a committee, has gone public and pointed this out and said, you got to define the mission. We've got to vote for this. What are you doing? The president under the Constitution can't do these things. But since World War II, in Korea, Vietnam, and countless other wars like Desert Storm, the invasion in 2003, it happens via the United Nations. So you might as well just get rid of the American flag and have the UN up there. So that's going on. And you've got Obama saying anytime rebels rebel and get crushed, we've got to invade. That's the New World Order globalist model. They finance the rebels, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, good, bad, or ugly, whether it's a good country or a bad country. What's going to happen when 70 to 80 million, what is it, 76 million Iranians? The globalists 2 years ago already tried to finance an overthrow there. What's going to happen when they rise up again against that corrupt system? And then our government is going to say, well, the UN says we've got to bombard Iran. Just like what happened with Serbia when they had the Muslims out of Albania, run by Al-Qaeda, attack the Serbs. Not that the Serbs were good, but is Al-Qaeda good? This is about taking control of regions. They stole one-third of Serbia that had been in their hands for 1,000 years. They defeated the Muslims in the Crusades three times in Kosovo. They handed it over to the Muslims. Don't tell me we're fighting Muslims all day when the globalists control the Muslims. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood for a week backed these attacks. The Muslim Brotherhood has now come out, Arab League split from West over Libya bombing. So now there's a split there. We can't pay for this. We're about to go out to break, but I want to play George Galloway, member of British Parliament, the whole 4-minute clip's up on Infowars.com. George Galloway on Sky Television, that's Fox in England, Rupert Murdoch owns it, telling the truth. This is the truth. Here it is.
Duty to stop a humanitarian crisis from unfolding. Do you agree with him?
Well, it's the double standards that get me. There's more people being gunned down, innocent protesters, in Yemen, for example. And no one would dream of invading or imposing a no-fly zone on Yemen because Yemen doesn't have oil. It's so transparently an attempt to protect British companies and other Western companies' massive investments in Libya, that it is discredited in the Arab world. I saw your package saying there are Arab representatives at this meeting. Who are these Arab representatives? They can't even name themselves or the countries that they come from.
But we know that the Arab League came out publicly and backed the UN resolution.
But the Arab League is a collection of dictatorships.
So we shouldn't be dealing with Arab nations, is what you're saying.
No, but don't pray them an aid of an operation that's supposed to be standing up for human rights and democracy. The Arab League, without exception.
All right. We're going to come back and finish up this clip. Stay with us.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, many Americans, many Europeans think it's like a sport or something to see shock and awe in major cities in Libya being bombed and confirm reports of civilian deaths. When our own government has 1,000-plus drones operating in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, then it's humanitarian, though they admit, oh, if we kill 200 people to kill one terrorist at a wedding or at a market, it's okay. But then they tell us a month ago that Gaddafi might have strafed crowds. Turned out that wasn't true. We've got to do something right now. Or if he goes after protesters, we've got to do something right now. But when communist China machine guns protesters on a routine basis, going back decades ago to Tiananmen Square, oh, we're going to step back from that. So what's being said here is the globalists can go in and finance an attempted overthrow of a country. And then if the rebels don't win, the United Nations will have a ruling or will come out with an announcement and say that, well, we've got to have a no-fly zone, which is really a bombing campaign, with U.S. amphibious Marine Corps ships off the shore with open talks about ground invasions, even though Obama is lying about that. And then meanwhile, I have the London Telegraph, I have CNN, No one is denying that Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, those are the Muslim extremists who don't want a secular government in charge, who Gaddafi doesn't like. Libya, the West and Al-Qaeda are on the same side. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamicists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. And it goes on to report that it's confirmed that Al-Qaeda is operating inside the country, and that's who's trying to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. Let's finish up with George Galloway, member of the British Parliament, on Sky Television / Fox in England, telling it like it is about the hypocrisy in Bahrain and Yemen and Afghanistan, where they machine gun protesters. There's video of this all over the place. Is there a call to invade them? No, because it's about oil. Let's play the clip.
Collection of dictatorships.
So we shouldn't be dealing with Arab nations.
Well, no, but don't pray them an aid of an operation that's supposed to be standing up for human rights and democracy. The Arab League, without exception, is a collection of puppet presidents, corrupt kings, every one of them a dictator, every one of them now currently shooting their own people who are demonstrating for
democracy.
Well,
that's right, but what's the alternative? Do we stand by and watch Colonel
Gaddafi
killing
We're standing by watching the Yemen president killing his people. We're standing by watching the Bahrain king killing his people. So what's the difference between them and Libya? Everyone watching this knows the difference. It's a dirty little three-letter word called oil. So let's not pretend it's about anything.
But Libya only produces 2% of the world's oil. It's not a big deal.
BP has £15 billion worth of investments, in Libya. So don't pretend it's not a big deal. The truth is that we're not intervening in these other revolutions, but we are intervening in this for our own selfish interests. Now, that has two consequences. First of all, it generates more hatred and enmity against us around the world, and we will see that, believe me. Gaddafi, brute, armed brute, and buttressed brute by us and other Western countries, is not going to be any kind of blancmange. This is going to be a hotly contested military contest, and it will be contested not just in Libya. We're generating hatred for ourselves, terrorism, terrorist attacks all over the world against our interests. Why? For the oil companies?
So you think that will happen? Because
definitely.
We have had threats from
Gaddafi has a long record. He has a long record of being involved in international terrorism.
He certainly does. Some of the actual real terrorism. But isn't that perfect? Remember in the last 6 months, I've read the White House memos, the White House advisors, Glenn Beck picked up on it, saying a 9/11 style attack would help us take Americans' liberties. It would help boost Obama's approval ratings. And so they go into a country with a guy with all these weapons. They bring in Al-Qaeda to go after the socialist Muslim that is Muammar Gaddafi. They attack him. He's got all these missiles, all this nerve gas, all these weapons. And so they won't have to stage a terror attack. He will attack. There's a good chance of it. And then they'll take our freedoms. And it will boost Obama's approval rating. So that is the truth of what's going on and what's being said here. Domestic organizations, domestic groups all over Western Europe, the United States, Canada, that Gaddafi has funded previously, may now launch terror attacks, and that is exactly what the White House memos say they want. Just like Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, wrote a book 2 years ago saying that the White House ordered him to issue fake terror alerts for political gain. We've got to get complex here. We've got to see the big picture and understand what's going on. And understand, this is, we told you 5 months ago in October, with our oil company exec connections through Lindsey Williams, that there would be a destabilization in the Middle East. You're now seeing it. That there would be calls for the end of the dollar. Now with the U.S. government going along with it. This is about global government and the U.N. being able to pass a resolution Friday, and within 24 hours, our own government going along with a UN attack on Libya and putting Marine Corps ships off the coast that they told us a month ago might have been for Egypt. Now we learn what it was really for. Now, I want to go to a clip of Louis Farrakhan, a guy I don't agree with on a lot of issues. And the media then will play it up that he's against the attack. But he makes the points about hypocrisy. Then we'll play a clip of President Obama from Friday and listen to the hypocrisy. He says, anytime there's demonstrators, you don't have a right to even beat them up or we will invade you. What happens the next time the cops are ordered to beat protesters up here? Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Lads, don't tell me and wise black people or white people that you're interested in black suffering. Where were you in Rwanda? Where are you in the Congo? Why did you go to Darfur? Because oil is there. No, you don't want to save the Libyan people. That's your noble motive to hide your wicked agenda. Now, I want to warn you in the name of Allah that this is more complex than what you think. Go into Libya if you want to. The Libyans do not want foreign occupation on their land. And when you make that kind of move, if you're not careful, you'll unite the Libyan people against you. And again, Gaddafi wasn't sitting in any tent twiddling his thumbs over these last 10 years. This man has been investing in African development. This man has been moving throughout Africa. This man has friends all over the world. He may not be your friend, but if you take him out and kill him like he's some rotten fella that wants to kill his own people, what did you do in Waco? What did you do when your people rose up? Did you talk them out of it? No, they had weapons. You bombed them. What did you do in Philadelphia with the movement? Did you talk them out of their home or did you bomb them? We didn't hear any outcry from you religious hypocrites that love the lives of human beings. You're a liar and a hypocrite. And I warn my brother, don't you let these wicked demons move you in a direction that will absolutely ruin your future with your people in Africa and throughout the world. They don't like the way you handle Mubarak. They don't like the way you're handling the situation in the Arab world. So I would advise you to be careful and move with wisdom and skill. My advice would be, why don't you organize?
All right. The full clip's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He goes on to say that the white militia in the U.S. is on the verge of rising up. What will you do when that happens? Obama now pushing more gun grabbing. But here's Gaddafi, New York Times. Gaddafi pledges long war as allies pursue air assault on Libya. Libya has now given out 1 million weapons to 1 million people to resist. And the news is coming out that it is unifying Libya. The small British Special Forces NATO-backed force has been defeated. The U.S. Marines are waiting off the shore of a country of tens of millions of people who've been handed weapons, and they're preparing to go in to aid the Al-Qaeda-backed Saudi Arabian terrorist. We told you about this in October, that it was coming. So all of this is unfolding. And they've set the precedent where the globalist bankers fund rebels to try to overthrow a government. When they fail, then we've got to invade, whether it's Iran, Saudi Arabia, you name it. And it's all under the UN, world government.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.